ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. About an hour from now, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is expected to deliver a major speech on the economy. The address coming as the federal government revises economic growth for the second quarter. ABC's Richard Davies says it was bad this past spring, but not as bad as many expected.
Second quarter growth was cut from an annual rate of 2.4% to 1.6%, but financial markets have been bracing for even worse. The economy has grown for four straight quarters, but this report is the latest sign things are slowing, and certainly growth is not enough to boost the weak jobs market.
On the five-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, former FEMA director Mike Brown is trying to defend himself. He says no one was listening to him as the floodwaters in New Orleans rose.
I explained to the president that it was my belief that 95% of New Orleans was underwater. And there was this audible kind of, what? And I wanted to scream, where have you people been?
Brown tells ABC News Radio he wishes now he had been more outspoken. Nine states and the District of Columbia were awarded hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grant money this week, but New Jersey was not among them. The governor there, Chris Christie, says the selection committee refused to let the state fix what he said was a clerical error. However, the committee has video.
New Jersey's governor blamed nitpicking federal bureaucrats when his state failed to win the Race to the Top education grant. But video released by the U.S. Department of Education shows the error appears much more serious.
We were unable to find in the application the funding levels.
Key budgetary numbers were missing from the application, and New Jersey officials had no idea where they were.
Can you explain how or where this information was presented?
No, I cannot.
The governor's critics are incensed because the grant would have replaced much of the education funding he cut from the state budget. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The 33 men waiting for rescue in a Chilean mine have made a video showing them in their surroundings. They are slim and sweating, but otherwise, most of them appear fairly healthy. You're listening to ABC News.
590 WVLK News continues at 9:02. Good morning. I'm Scott Johnson. Here's what's happening.
To mark the fourth anniversary of the crash of Comair Flight 5191, a groundbreaking is planned for a memorial to honor the 49 victims. I'm Nancy Cox. 47 passengers and two crew members died in the crash at Lexington's Bluegrass Airport on the morning of August 27, 2006. First Officer Jim Polhinke was the only survivor. The Comair 5191 Memorial will be a sculpture of 49 silver birds in flight. The groundbreaking starts at 10 this morning in the Remembrance Gardens at the Arboretum on Alumni Drive. I'm LEX18's Nancy Cox for News Talk 590 WVLK.
Lexington police investigating after two men forced their way into a home on American Avenue overnight demanding drugs and money. The man and woman in the home say they told the suspects they didn't have any. That led to a struggle. The man in the house cut one of the suspects with a knife. The two took off. No word on any arrests. Boil water advisory still in effect for thousands in Madison County. Everyone in Richmond, as well as customers of the Kirksville Water Association and the Madison County Utility District, are under that advisory. That came after a water line broke Wednesday night. It affects homes, schools, restaurants. They're telling customers to boil water for at least 3 minutes before using it. Family and friends will gather to say final goodbyes today to a Winchester teen killed in a car crash. More than 100 people were at Central Baptist Church in Winchester yesterday for the visitation for Michael Barnes, a senior football player at George Rogers Clark High School. Jordan Miller's a friend.
He was so nice. I mean, he was always smiling. He really never said a mean thing to anybody. I mean, you'd say hi to him in the hall and he'd wave and say hi back to you. Just always smiling. Had a great personality.
Barnes' funeral will be this afternoon at 1 at Central Baptist in Winchester. It's a problem that's growing nationwide, bed bugs. A recent report from the extermination company Terminex listed Louisville as the 13th most infested city in the U.S. Kevin Hall of the Lexington Fayette County Health Department told WVLK's Sue Wiley they show up in Lexington as well.
Bed bugs know no boundaries. They don't ask for your tax returns before they decide to set up shop in your home. In Lexington, we have seen bed bug reports in every zip code throughout Fayette County. So they really can be in any income level, any type of housing, any sort of business, any sort of building and structure.
Hall says experts cite an increase in international travel as contributing to the infestation, as well as the banning of pesticides that had been effective previously in controlling those pests. Just ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are up 63 points, the NASDAQ ahead 14, S&P futures 8.25 higher. 590 WVLK News Time 9:04. Coming up in 1 minute, weather and traffic together. Depend on it.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is
If you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
News Talk 590, WVLK, your official weather station. The only station you can depend on when the weather turns severe. We'll break in instantly with weather news you need 24 hours a day. You'll hear where the storms are, where they're headed, and what you can expect. Depend on News Talk 590, WVLK, to break in instantly when severe weather news threatens you and your family. Year after year, the only station you can depend on. When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. News Talk 590 WVLK.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house, provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
The news that knows Lexington. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
We've got a beautiful summer weekend on the way. Temperatures Friday, low to mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies through the weekend. And just feeling really good. Upper 50s Friday night, mostly clear skies. Saturday, we're mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Probably topping out around 90 degrees by the end of the weekend, even into the low 90s next week. So some heat's just around the corner. That's the LEX 18 Storm Tracker 3-day forecast. I'm meteorologist Tom Ackerman on your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Radar's clear, sky's clear, 65 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Trying to get a couple of accidents out of the way this morning. Had one on inbound Midland Avenue there around Short Street. Be careful in that vicinity. The earlier problems around Paris Pike and Ironworks are getting wrapped up and out of the way. Still a steady stream of folks, though, out there on the roads, even though it is looking a little bit better. Still going to be busy around the UK campus, so keep that in mind. From the Green Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center, Brad Munson, News Talk 590 WVLK.
News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
And now, the Lexington Morning News with Jack Patty on News Talk 590 WVLK. The name you trust in the morning on the station you depend on for all the information you need.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:08, as we welcome you to the 9 to 10 show for the 27th day of August. We're glad that you're here this morning and got some great friends here that have stopped by the Red Mile, and I can't tell you folks how much it's meant to me this morning. It's been 35 years since I came to work for WVLK in 1975, and we've got some folks here that we're going to be introducing you to that need no introduction, including Governor Brereton Jones, who stopped by this morning. And, Governor, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing that.
Jack Patty, I would have ridden my bicycle here if the car hadn't started. You're the best, and we all love you.
And Libby had an unfortunate accident, would you like to publicly humiliate her and tell the folks what happened to her, or can we leave that alone?
Well, I won't leave it alone because I actually would like to, because everybody knows Libby's a farm girl.
Yep.
And Libby stepped in a groundhog hole a few months back. And tore the meniscus in her knee. Then everything was going well, and last night she was showing me how well she could navigate the steps now that she had recovered so well, and tried to do it with a little fancy step and fell, and she's in worse shape now than
bless
she was
her.
When she started.
Well, please send her my best. I'm crazy about Libby, just like everybody is.
Well, she's no question that she's the quality of the Jones family. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm telling you, she's tops. Now tell me about the horse business.
Well, the horse business is having a tough time right now, Jack, and I think more and more people are beginning to realize that with a business that has 100,000 jobs that they provide, that's pretty important to everybody's economic well-being, whether you like horses or don't like them, or whether you know anything about them or don't know. But the important thing is that we've got to maintain those jobs, and that's what we've got to work on.
Well, Brereton, again, it's an honor for me to have you come and be with us this morning. Thank you so much. When you were governor, I tell people the story and they don't believe me, but this is true. You talk about being up front with people. You would call me sometimes in the afternoon and say, Jack, can you make time for me in the morning? There's something I got to let the people know about. That's unbelievable. You know how rare that is? And as our governor does now, and he's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes, come on the air with me and answer questions. And, I mean, that's flying without a that's flying on a trapeze without a net. And people that do that don't have anything to hide. And I just tell you, I really appreciate that.
Well, Jack,
that transparency.
Jack, I equally appreciate the fact that's what you wanted, and that's what makes your show special. And right now, today in radio, there are people on the extreme right and people on the extreme left who are mean-spirited and are negative. And I think the people have had enough of that. I think they want the Jack Patty approach to what goes on in our country.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you very much. And that's why when I heard you were on the air, I didn't know you were going to be on this morning. I mean, to celebrate
right.
your 35 years. And I thought, by golly, I want to go down and congratulate you.
Brereton, thank you very
You're
much,
the
sir.
Best.
Governor, I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you so much. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, 9:11, and so many great folks showing up here today. And we've got Bill Meck, who is, he is Mr. Weather in Lexington and Central Kentucky. Bill, I'm honored that you came by this morning, but even more than that, I want to thank you for this forecast that you've given us
well,
for today.
Well, you're having a Jack Patty commemoration day of 35 years. You cannot have, could not
I
go without
weather.
Perfect weather. No, it was just not going to happen.
Oh, it's just perfect. Thank you very much.
You know, looking out here at the Red Mile and just a beautiful place here in Lexington, a classic part of Lexington, and we're honoring a classic part of Lexington here with you, Jack.
Thank you, Bill. How long have you been here?
I've been in Lexington now, they'll come in my 12th year.
No kidding.
No kidding. And you know, I can only dream of being here, you know, 20, 25, 30.
Isn't it a great town?
It is fantastic. You know, it's a town where we chose to come here because we wanted to raise our daughter in a good place. My daughter, who is now almost to my eye level, it's getting really scary. But, you know, had opportunities to leave in the past to go to bigger cities, and it's like, no, why would you want to? This is the perfect place.
It really is. And, Bill, I'm a fan and a friend, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming by.
Jack, thank you, and congratulations, and we hope for a lot more.
Thank you so much. All Bill right. Meck from Channel 18, and it is 12 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, 9 after 12. Vice Mayor Jim Gray is joining us now. Got them all lined up. They're backing up on us here. Jim, good morning.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing, brother?
Happy birthday.
Thank you for Yeah, I'm 35 years old today.
Yes,
how about that?
Isn't
that great? How
you
doing?
Got your mama here.
Yeah, got
you
my
got
wife. Got the
wife
whole
here.
Yep.
You got the whole family.
The whole gang here. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great.
And
we have a great party here. Look at all these folks. You talking to everybody?
It's just I'm trying to get to talk to everybody. If this pesky radio thing didn't keep getting in the way. There's folks here I haven't had an opportunity to speak
to
yet.
Well, congratulations.
Jim, I appreciate that very much. You've been a part of this town for a long time. I was just talking to Bill Meck about it. We are a remarkable city.
That is a wonderful expression of it. And you in all of your roles as an ambassador for the station, for the city. That's what I want to thank you for doing, because whenever anybody thinks about all the caring and the giving of this city, they really do think about Jack Patty. You're a wonderful ambassador and an example of what that represents. And so I just want to take this 30 seconds that you've given me to say that for so many people.
Jim, thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you coming
you
out. You bet. All right, let's see if we can get Rob Hundley over here, up here. Rob, could you help me here and get Rob Hundley here? There we go. Rob Hundley from Back Construction. You know when you... And if you can get Brian and Mike, if you get Brian and Mike on deck for me there, thank you. My wife is my producer here this morning. Rob, congratulations for being voted the best remodeler in Central Kentucky two times in a row.
Thank you, Jack.
By the Lexington Herald Leader Reader Poll, and there's a good reason for that. It's because you guys at Back Construction are the best.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to have that bestowed upon us, and we
we really appreciate everybody's support. You know, we believe in a few simple things over there, and doing the right thing is one of them. And congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much.
35 years, that's fantastic.
Well, I can't tell you how important relationships are in this business, and the relationship that I've enjoyed with Back Construction is the best. You guys are the best, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We've really enjoyed being able to work with you guys on both for you and then have you do some advertising for us. It's been fantastic.
Best of both worlds. Thank you very much, Rob.
Well,
Rob
thank Hundley. You, Jack. Congratulations.
Mike Garkovich and Brian Gettle come in once a month, and these two guys are here in person, and I'm going to see, if you don't mind, Mike, just sit down on Brian's lap.
We do that in the studio.
Yeah, right.
No, it's an actual love fest.
Brian Gettle is the Jessamyn County attorney, and Mike Garkovich is a retired union boss.
Thug.
I got that wrong. These guys, for the last little bit, few years, have come in every month, and they've argued politics on the air, and they've always done it with class. They've always done it with style. They couldn't be more diametrically, I don't think. Sometimes they're not too far apart, but mostly they're diametrically opposed politically, and yet they come in here, come in there, and carry on a spirited discussion as true gentlemen. And it's to me, it's very compelling radio. And I want to thank you guys for that.
Well, just before we came on, Brian was asking me what process he had to go through to change his affiliation at the voter registration.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's just like a liberal to make things up. But, hey, Jack, you said we do it with style and class, and we have to because we're on your show. And I wanted to tell you that I was honored when you asked me to be on your show. You're a tradition in Central Kentucky. You're as much a part of Central Kentucky as women, bourbon and horses, and I've heard of that, and I always get the fast and the wild parts mixed up, but you know, you've just been a tradition, and I was honored to be here.
Well, guys, thank you very much.
So was I. Thank you, Jack.
And we'll keep doing this, right? Once a month?
Yeah. Okay.
Good deal. Now,
don't
start anything out in the parking lot.
All right.
Don't look, Ethel. Come around here, if you would. Ethel, my friend Ethel, who has been a devoted listener to the program for more years than I want to. This is Ethel, Robert. You're next, by the way. Don't go away. Ethel, come have a seat.
Okay.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing pretty good.
Get right up here on this microphone so everybody can hear you.
I'm short.
Ethel, you have been a regular caller to the 9 to 10 show for how many years?
35 years.
35 years.
Yes.
You've been listening since I've been on.
I listened to RDK first.
RDK, so
yeah.
You go back further than me.
Yeah.
Well, I am so honored to call you a friend, and I'm even more honored that you came by and to be here this morning.
Yes, I follow you around all the time, you know, different places.
Well, bless your heart. Ethel, thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate that very much.
Okay.
Have you gotten something to eat yet?
I had breakfast.
How was it?
Real good.
It was good?
Good. Good.
Great.
The one that answers the phone, he fixed it for me.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Also want to thank Dan Adams from Seaworth Superstore. Dan couldn't be with us this morning because he had an engagement that he was previously committed to, but Dan sent the most beautiful flower arrangement that I have seen in my life, and here's the real classy part, and that's what's classy about Dan Adams at Seaworth Superstore. He sent this to my wife, and there was a little note attached that said, your husband's going to get plenty of recognition today. This is for you. So Dan Adams from Seaworth Superstore sent this gorgeous flower arrangement to Marta. That was a classy touch, Dan, and I'm not the least bit surprised because you're a classy guy. Robert Lindsay, operations manager and program director of WVLK for years and years, and now is the proprietor of Auto Tech Service and Before You Buy Auto Inspections. And Robert, I thank you for coming this morning. It was important for me for you to be here.
Well, thank you, Jack. I wouldn't have missed it, and just seeing, you know, all these people I haven't seen in so long. Noel Thomas.
Noel came from Chicago.
I know. I haven't seen him since 1981. A lot of people don't know. I was here once before from 78 to 81, and I used a different name, and he was here at that time.
The real Neil Steele.
Yeah. You know, congratulations, Jack. I mean,
thank you.
And I'll make this real quick. I actually encountered Jack Patty when I was 14 years old in Paducah, my hometown. There was I was in a communications class in the ninth grade. We went down to WDXR television radio in the same building and to take a tour. And there were these two production studios where people did commercials. They were stand-up booths, basically. They were side-by-side with a little window in between them so you could see the person in there.
Right.
And there was this split moment where I was standing by myself in one of those booths, and you were in the other one reading a commercial or something. We kind of looked at each other, and you looked away. You were maybe 20 years old,
yeah,
something like that.
20,
I was 14,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And I, you know, in what, 6 years later, we were working together. And actually, Jim Jordan, who you were talking to a little earlier, he was the program director of VLK at that time. I didn't even meet him because you're the one that hired me.
That's right, because Jim was out. He had had some back problems.
Yeah.
And I was acting as program director. And he said, hey, if you like the guy, hire him. I said, I like the guy. So he said, well, hire him.
And that was 1978. And you know, you've done so much for the radio station, but more, you've done so much for the community.
Well, thank you.
And everyone knows that. And everyone appreciates it. And you need to hear it more often because you just don't realize just how much you really have done and continue to do.
Well, thank you.
For this area. And it's you're an ambassador, and we're all very proud of you, and hope that you're going to just keep on doing what you're doing for a very long time.
Robert, thank you.
Thank you
so much for being here.
My pleasure.
9:20 is our time. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back live from the Red Mile here on News Talk 590 WBLK. 590 WBLK, Bill Mech, three-day forecast. Sunny with a high temperature in the low 80s. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90. And checking the radar right now, we have absolutely no precipitation. Sunny skies and 65 at your official weather station. News Talk 590 WBLK, brought to you by Landscaper's Corner, with Central Kentucky's largest selection of natural stone, offering premium products at affordable pricing. Call them at 859-225-9433. It is 921 at News Talk 590 WBLK.
I love the internet. You know why? I'll tell you why. I like websites. I like email. I like the clicky sound the keyboard makes. Good sound. I like to log on, read the news, check the weather, shop, look at pictures, download maps, meet new people. I just wish I had more reasons to get on the internet.
I'll give you one. Men must register with Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. That qualifies you for student loans, government jobs, and training. You can register online at www.sss.gov, or you can register at the post office.
I'm going to register right now at www.sss.gov. Hey, why is it www, not ABC or XYZ or PD?
Is that a faucet running? That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does. Just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Talk 590 WVLK knows one of your favorite hobbies is your yard and garden and how to make them look their best. That's why Louie is here to answer your questions six mornings a week. Louie answers questions at 8:20 on the Lexington Morning News with Jack Patty and on the number one rated Saturday morning show, the Flower Power Hours. Every Saturday morning, Louie is here to help you with anything that grows. Louie and News Talk 590 WVLK, here when you need us.
With excitement building in downtown Lexington on the eve of the World Equestrian Games, the band that is Americana Music will start the party. Live Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House, Alltech presents Little Feet. Tickets are on sale now and available at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535. Tickets are only $35 to $43, and all proceeds from ticket sales are designated toward operational funds at the Music Institute. The Music Institute provides lessons for all ages, all levels, and all instruments. Be a part of an electric evening as Lexington begins to fill with guests from more than 60 nations for the formal opening of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House. Don't miss Little Feet. Tickets available now at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535.
I'm trying to think. It's 9:24, News Talk 590, WVLK, as we're live from the Red Mile Clubhouse. Oh, man, I have so many nice people to thank. Among them are my friend, I guess they've probably been on the air with us as long or longer, I'm thinking, than any other advertiser, and that is the Hertz from Old Kentucky Chocolates, Don and Pam, the Candyman, Don. I was greeted this morning, Don, with this big, beautiful basket that is, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. That's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you, Jack. It's been, these 35 years has really been great.
35 years. We've been actually together on the air for 20, what?
Well, we've done 31 with you.
31.
Yeah, I think we might be your oldest continuous customer.
You are. I'm pretty sure that's right. Well, I sure appreciate everybody who came this morning, got a little box of chocolates with a beautifully inscribed on the top for the 35th anniversary. You guys just don't do anything second class.
Well, we also did you a birthday card with your picture on it also whenever that birthday's coming up.
Well, that's the next Tuesday,
probably be about 49, won't you?
That's right. I'll be 49 again.
Yeah, me also.
Again and again and again. Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate everything you've done for us, and you've been the spokesman for Old Kentucky Chocolates for many years, and we really appreciate that, Pam and I both.
Well, thank you very much, Don, and I can't tell you how much y'all mean to me.
And I hope this can go for many more years. Thank you.
Thank you. County Clerk Don Blevins is joining us now. You just never know who they're going to let in the front door here. They come on down here and have a seat. They let anybody in here, won't they?
That's right. Good morning.
Sit down here.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, you've been a part of Lexington for a lot of years.
Almost as long as you.
Now, come on, Don. How many years?
Well, I served local government for 35 years, 27 as county clerk and 8 on the Urban County Council. And, of course, I've been on your show innumerable times over the years.
Right.
And I wanted to come down and tell you how much I, as an individual, and I think the community as a whole appreciates what you have done. I think you're a community tradition. And in my judgment, tradition is one of the stabilizing influences of our society. So I think you do a marvelous job, and I'm happy to come by and wish you well on your special day here.
Well, Don, thank you very much. It means a lot to me, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. The governor is here. Governor Steve Beshear is making his way through the throng of folks up to the table here, and we'll here he comes. Boy, this day has been quite an honor for me. And here is the governor of the state of Kentucky, Governor Steve Beshear.
Sir,
how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Thank you so much.
I didn't know you were this old.
I didn't know I was either. I can't thank you enough for coming today. You've got a lot of things, a lot of stuff on your plate. I appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jack. You've been an institution for a long time here.
Or I need to be in one.
Well, some people say that about me, too. But, we've known each other a long time. And as a matter of fact, your brother out there, Russell, has Miller and Woodward. And
right. I met you there the first time.
I've been buying some baubles for Jane there for a long time.
You have indeed.
Back when you all were downtown.
I remember when the first time I met you, you were the lieutenant governor.
Right.
And how many years ago?
Too long to remember.
Don't even want to talk about it.
It was 1983 to 87.
83 to 87. And then Marta and I ended up buying your house that you and Jane raised your kids in.
Yeah.
So
Out on
Marymount Drive. We lived in the Beshear house, and that didn't get us 15 cents more when we sold it, but we tried it. You know, we had
exactly.
that on the thing. Didn't make a bit of difference. You, I've said this to a lot of people off the air. I'll tell you this on the air. You hear a lot about transparency in office. You don't have to do what you do. You do not have to come on my show once a month and open yourself up to, you know, Lord only knows what, but you do. Thank you.
Well,
thank you not only for me personally, but for the people that that are paying everybody's taxes and everybody's salary, including yours and mine. You're a great example of a public servant.
Well, the people of Kentucky deserve that out of their office holders. I mean, they deserve to be able to talk directly to them. And, you know, one thing that office holders forget a lot of times and politicians forget a lot of times is how to listen. We all know how to talk. But we forget how to listen. And even as old as I am, I can still learn something. And I learn things every day from the people of this state. And the thing that's so good about what you have done over these years, one of them, is that it gives people access to their office holders. It gives people access to people in different positions of influence and power. And that's important. That's part of what makes the United States and part of what makes Kentucky what it is the fact that your taxpayers, your people, can have a voice in what's going on.
I don't know that anybody, certainly nobody in my memory, in my lifetime, I'm going to be 58 years old here in just a few days, has had more on their plate than you have as governor of this state, and everybody has now that's in public office. How we doing?
Well, we're doing all right. You know, I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, when I get to feeling sorry for myself, I just go to another state for a day, and then I come home and I say, you know what, we're doing pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
Because, it's been a tough time, Jack, and we all know that. Folks that are hurting out there, a lot of people have lost their jobs, they're fighting to keep their homes, and part of what I've had to do as governor is just try to find ways to help people keep their heads above water while this economy's turned around. We've had to balance our budget 8 times over 2.5 years, but we've done it, and I think we've done it in a smart and responsible way. We just didn't go in there with a meat axe and hack on everything. We made some hard choices, and we set some priorities, and we've cut $1 billion out of our spending over the last 2.5 years. I've reduced the size of government. We've got the smallest executive branch in a generation, but we've kept education as a priority. I just feel so strongly that educating our kids is the most important thing that we can do for the long-term future success of our state. And so we've kept those K-12 funds intact to keep our classroom teachers going, keep our students learning. We've supported higher ed. We've supported public safety. And then most importantly, we've been trying to create jobs and get our people back to work, and that's starting to happen.
I know that you're sincere about that, but I also know that if you didn't support education, you couldn't go home because Jane wouldn't let you in the door.
No, you're exactly right. She's a former teacher.
I know.
You know, and I would hear about that from now on. I couldn't get inside. You're exactly right.
What do you got there?
Well, I've got something for you. You know, one of the great things about being governor is you get to do some special things, and this morning, I've got a proclamation, and if I've got time, I'd like to read it on the air.
You go right ahead and proclaim, Governor.
Well, this is from Stephen L. Beshear, Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and it says, whereas Jack Patty has led a distinguished career in Kentucky broadcasting and is celebrating his 35th anniversary with WVLK Radio on August 27, 2010, and whereas Jack has dedicated his life to entertainment and broadcasting, first appearing as a teenage guest host on his mother's TV show, and since then hosting several radio shows, appearing in a multitude of television commercials, and also working in theater, including 10 years at the Lexington Children's Theater. And whereas Jack is also known by many as Santa Claus, and has made appearances across this state dressed in full Santa attire, including the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony on the Capitol steps in Frankfort. And whereas Jack's service to the Commonwealth extends beyond his career as a broadcasting personality, he served on the State Advisory Panel on Exceptional Children from 1993 to 97, chairing the committee in 1997. And whereas Jack has dedicated himself to excellence in broadcasting and is an exemplary citizen and staunch advocate for the Commonwealth. And whereas Jane and I have had the pleasure of personally knowing Jack for many years and are honored to call him our dear friend. Now, therefore, I, Stephen L. Beshear, Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, do hereby pay tribute to Jack Patty in recognition of his many contributions to the Commonwealth.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much, Governor.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you, Jay and I mean every word of it. Well,
thank you very much. We're going to take a break. And Governor, again, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. I wouldn't have missed it.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're live from the Red Mile at News Talk 590 WBLK.
The news you expect, the balance you've asked for. News Talk 590 WVLK. Depend on it.
9:33 at News Talk 590 WVLK. Sunny skies, 65 degrees. Good morning. I'm Scott Johnson. Here's what's happening. Lexington police say two men forced their way into a home on American Avenue overnight, demanding drugs and cash. The man and woman who lived there said they didn't have any. That sparked a struggle. One of the men got cut before they ran off. Former President Jimmy Carter has accomplished his mission. He's headed back to the U.S. The 85-year-old Carter and his wife secured the release of an American citizen being held in North Korea. After an 8-month search, authorities have found the remains of two climbers missing on Oregon's Mount Hood. Those bodies were identified yesterday. And the largest increase in imports in a quarter century slowed U.S. economic growth in the second quarter. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product expanded at a 1.6% annual rate, well below the 2.4% pace the Feds had estimated just last month. Wall Street has opened higher on this final trading day of the week, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 56 points, the NASDAQ Composite ahead 14, the S&P 500 6.75 higher.
We've got a beautiful summer weekend on the way. Temperatures Friday, low to mid-80s, mostly sunny skies through the weekend.
and just feeling really good. Upper 50s Friday night, mostly clear skies. Saturday, we're mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, probably topping out around 90 degrees by the end of the weekend, even into the low 90s next week. So some heat's just around the corner. That's LEX 18 Storm Tracker 3-day forecast. I'm meteorologist Tom Ackerman on your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Radar clear, skies clear at 67 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Watch for utility work over on the University of Kentucky campus on Rose Street from Avenue of Champions all the way down to around the hospital complex close to South Limestone. Crews doing utility work through that stretch. And, of course, the class is back in session over at UK. That'll make things a little bit more interesting trying to get through there, so be very careful. From the Greens Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center, Brad Munson, News Talk 590 WVLK.
News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Hi, this is Sue Wiley. I love mornings. Sun, rain, fog, snow, sleet, the weather makes no difference. I love mornings. And why? Because lucky me, I get to talk with you. Every weekday from 10 till noon, I have the chance to hear what you have to say about what's going on in our world. We talk together about the things and the folks that make headlines, whether that's politics or elections, taxes or traffic, or people and their public problems. So come join me and use our 590 microphones to share your opinions. The Sue Wiley Show, weekdays 10 till noon. Join me and you'll see why I love mornings.
Be a part of where Lexington talks. What you say matters on Lexington's number one news talk station, 590 WVLK.
9:36, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock as Lexington's morning news continues here on News Talk 590 WVLK. We're live from the Red Mile. I tell you, this has been the most fun morning I can ever remember having in 35 years on the radio, and I appreciate all you folks who've come by to see us. Before we go back into our next guest, I want to remind you about one of our great sponsors, and that's the Pharmacy Shop located in the Southland Shopping Center. It's right next to the Good Foods Co-op. This is a place where you can get health screenings, 30 different health screenings, everything from diabetes, A1C, to blood pressure, glaucoma testing. For those who want to have additional information in between doctor visits, or for folks who need to be identified to actually get additional health screenings from their doctor, they also offer delivery service in Fayette County. They accept most insurance, including Medicaid and Medicare Part D. We'd like to encourage you to pay a visit to our friends over at the Pharmacy Shop, Clarence Sullivan and Company, 455 A Southland Drive, next to the Good Foods Co-op. You can reach them by phone at 278-7282. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Pharmacy Shop, they are here for you. And who's been here for us? State Representative Bob Dameron. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jack.
Anytime the legislature is in session, it's real important to have, you know, for the listeners to know exactly what's going on over there. And it's a little unorthodox probably to get a state representative or a senator or somebody that's a member of that clan to sort of report to you on it. And yet, in the case of Bob Dameron, Bob, you are one of the most sensible people that I know. I know you're a registered Democrat, but I think that you're political persuasion is very much in the middle, and would you agree with that?
I try to be.
You're very moderate when you've sponsored some really, really important legislation in the state, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for the great reporting that you've done for us over the years.
Well, Jack, it's always a pleasure to do that, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity over the years to talk to all the constituents, not only mine, but other folks over there. You know, it's a hard job that most of my colleagues have to do. It's hard to make those decisions, and they have to do those. But we really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to bring a little bit of semblance. You know, I think part of the problem in today's politics is that we don't have enough folks that really are in the center that are elected. And that's where most people are. Most people are kind of in the middle.
They're I totally agree with you.
Far left. And many times it's just hard for those folks to get through their primaries. And but I really appreciate everything you're doing. I've told people that you always provide a part of Lexington to me whenever I travel, and I have to travel some with my work. And as long as I'm close to a computer, from about 7 in the morning, I don't get up at the 6 a.m. start, but from about 7 in the morning to 8:30 or 9 o'clock, when I may have to go to work, if I'm close to a computer, I have WVLK and your voice streaming through my computer. And that is always part of Lexington.
That's got to get on your nerves after a while, doesn't it?
No, it just makes me feel at home, Jack, and on the road. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you, and especially, I know I heard Governor Jones say it earlier, but you bring that common sense, middle of the road discussion to talk radio, and that's really important.
Thank you very much, Bob, and thanks for all you've done for us.
My pleasure, and you got a lot of people waiting here to talk to you, but again, I want to thank you, and you know, the first 35 years not too bad. Now we've got to work on the second
35. Maybe I can get
35.
It right the next 35.
That's right, that's right. Well, Marta will make sure that you do
that's
that.
That's right, that's right. Thank you, Bob.
All right, thanks, Jack.
And if we get Dr. Todd from UK over here, if you'll send him over for me, Bob, I appreciate that. We got Dr. Lee Todd from the University of Kentucky. Well, what an honor this whole morning has been for me. Sir,
hey,
how you doing, Dr. Todd? Thank you so much. Have a seat there. Thank you. So what an honor it is for you to be here, sir.
Well, I'm following the governor and Bob Dammer and a few other people.
Those are hard acts to follow, well, but you're up to the job.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just want to tell you, I was thinking today, I was listening to you this morning, as always, and Patsy and I moved back to Lexington from graduate school in 74. And so you've been one of the real constants and traditions for the 35 years, and I appreciate, you know, not only, I thought Brereton and Jones talk about you being one of the traditions that really has held this community together, and it's just spectacular, and you've somehow been able to maintain the same creativity, the same energy level that you've had all along.
Well, thank you, and I love my job, and I love this community, and I know you do as well. How's it going in the university setting in this economy that we're dealing with now?
Well, we're just bringing in our freshman class again. We broke 13,000. We had 13,600 applications. First time we've ever been over 13,000. It'll be the best academic class we've ever had. So, you know, kids are still coming in. Graduation rates moving up. And it's we did $367 million in research this year. Most people don't know how big we are in that area, but we're 27th in the country now. So it's fine. We'd like to have had some more money, but we'll just have to. You can either whine or you can work, and I think working pays off a lot better. So.
Well.
And the faculty are doing tremendously well.
They are. They are. Well, the university's a better place because of you, and I'm very proud that you came by this morning. And
you're very,
very
kind.
Honored.
I've got a gift for you.
Wow.
I know that you don't play football, but I do know you wear shirts, and so
I sure do.
This is a UK football jersey with a 35 on there to celebrate your 35 years.
Yes,
and this is yours, so nobody else can wear that.
It's got
so
my name on the back.
It, so.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jack,
President
for all
Todd,
you do.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That what a thrill. Great University of Kentucky president. Ed Van Hook gave me my second job in radio. What were you thinking?
Let me explain how I got here. I was just driving by and saw all the cars, and somebody said they were having a farewell party for Jack Patty up here. So.
Well, we're not saying farewell. We're just celebrating 35 years.
Man, great years, great years.
When I was a kid, and I was literally a kid, I went to work for Ed Van Hook at WBLG Radio. And, Ed, you didn't wear too many hats. You were just news director, program director, on-air personality, and anchor on Channel 62 at the time, working from about 7 o'clock in the morning till around 1 o'clock in the morning. You're the workingest guy I ever knew in my life, but I was very blessed to have you as a boss, and you taught me a lot.
Well, great. I believe I did a good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But Ed, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thanks, buddy. Don't spend it all in one place.
Oh, thank you very much. And an envelope. We have got our Attorney General with us right now. Jack Conway is going to be joining us here. If we can, he's talking to Dr. Todd. Well, I tell you, all the big shots are turning out here this morning. Quite a thrill. We are ready for the. Here we go. How you doing, General?
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Have a seat there. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
My pleasure, and congratulations on 35 years of service to the airwaves of Central Kentucky.
Thank you very much, General. You know what? When the last time we talked was?
Remind
me. You were sitting
me.
Next to your dad.
Uh-huh.
And we were at the track.
Yeah.
Still isn't coming back to you.
Yeah,
Derby
back
week.
To, yeah, I remember that now.
Derby week.
That. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
My Derby week was a blur.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but it's I remember seeing you there now that you mention it. And I had the neatest experience. You know, I own one half of one horse, and he's named after my deceased best friend. And lo
that was
and behold,
a great story.
Lo and behold, he won the Bluegrass and ran the Kentucky Derby. So, Jack, I had an hour and a half on Derby Day where the hair was standing up on the back of my neck because I was going through such a unique experience with my dad.
Right, what
and
a thrill.
What a thrill.
What a thrill. What you got there?
I got a distinguished service citation for you, Jack. It basically says, congratulations as you celebrate your 35 years on the air at VLK. Mornings in Lexington wouldn't be the same without you. And in honor of your accomplishments, dedication, and commitment to Kentucky, I, as the Attorney General of the Commonwealth, are giving you a Distinguished Service Citation. So thanks for all you do, Jack.
Jack, thank you so much. I appreciate it. General Conway, thank you so much. We're going to take a break. Hold on for a photo op. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back here in a moment. It's 9:44 at News Talk 590 WVLK and the 590 WVLK Bilmec 3-Day Forecast. By the way, that's time to get the highest price for your scrap gold at the Castle. Discounters of diamonds and fine jewelry. Sunny, high temperature, low 80s today. Clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Right now, we have nothing on the radar. It's sunny and 65 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
The Lexington Morning News with Jack Patty, weekday morning 6 till 10. The news every 15 minutes at the top and bottom of the hour, and at 15 and 45 past. Plus weather every 6 minutes. That's the weather 10 times an hour. Live, dependable traffic reports and sports at 10 and 40 past. From 9 to 10, Jack Patty talks to you about what's in the news. Jack Patty and the Lexington Morning News, your number one source for information and talk in the morning on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
News Talk 590 WVLK knows one of your favorite hobbies is your yard and garden and how to make them look their best. That's why Louie is here to answer your questions six mornings a week. Louie answers questions at 8:20 on the Lexington Morning News with Jack Patty and on the number one rated Saturday morning show, the Flower Power Hours. Every Saturday morning, Louie is here to help you with anything that grows. Louie and News Talk 590 WVLK, here when you need us.
Think about three women in your life, your mother, your sister, your friend. Consider this, one in three women will get cancer in her lifetime. I'm Ellen Pompeo, and I'm urging women to take control of their health. So I've partnered with the American Cancer Society to launch Choose You, a new movement to inspire women to put themselves first. Visit ChooseYou.com to make your commitment to a healthy lifestyle. Together, we have the power to help prevent cancer. Live well today, stay well tomorrow.
With excitement building in downtown Lexington on the eve of the World Equestrian Games, the band that is Americana Music will start the party. Live Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House, Alltech presents Little Feet. If you can be my Dixie Chicken. Tickets are on sale now and available at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535. Tickets are only $35 to $43, and all proceeds from ticket sales are designated toward operational funds at the Music Institute. The Music Institute provides lessons for all ages, all levels, and all instruments. Be a part of an electric evening as Lexington begins to fill with guests from more than 60 nations for the formal opening of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games. Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House. Don't miss Little Feet. Tickets available now at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535. News Talk 590 WVLK reminds you, Walk MS raises money to fund cutting-edge research and provide programs and services to help people with MS and their families move their lives forward. Because that's what Walk MS is really about, and that's where you come in. Join us September 11th at Applebee's Park for Walk MS Lexington. For more information and to register online, visit walkmsky.com. Walk to create a world free of MS with News Talk 590 WVLK.
9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock as Lexington's morning news continues. We are live at the Red Mile and wrapping it up this morning. Boy, it's been a great thrill. Jack Kane has been a big a booster supporter of the station for, oh, a few years, Jack.
Absolutely, about 35, and as long as you have. And I want to thank you on behalf of Ray Holbrook, who couldn't make it today. He has a few problems. He asked me to give you his very, very best. And I just want to thank you for helping Jack Kane Ford still be around.
Well, thank you very much, Jack, and our best to Ray and Margie. And Ray, Jim Jordan, grab that mic. Can we say, do we have enough time to talk about Ray Holbrook? I don't think we do we?
One of the giants in broadcasting, Ray Holbrook. He, legendary, came to VLK, and when we had some difficult times, and did a great job in Danville. And to have a guy like that as part of this family, his words can't describe.
Jim, he was with WVLK when it was at Versailles in our library.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he was. And he and I went to UK at that time.
With Happy Chandler and Paul Dunbar, who's still with us, and great man.
And when you travel away from Lexington, you know you're home. When you get to the airport, you hear Ray Holbrook's voice telling you not to double park. or that the condition is orange, whatever that means. We've got the fraternity here with me now. We've got the guys that I grew up with in radio at WVLK. I mentioned earlier this morning, of course, we talked to Jim Jordan, who hired me twice, so he's a very slow learner. And I agree with that. Noel Thomas, who gets the award for coming the furthest, he came all the way from Chicago to be with us, and I'm honored that he did that. Paul J. Hughes came all the way from Nashville. Paul, I think you're number two. I think you get that second T-shirt this morning. Paul, I'm going to hand you the mic. So, okay, there you go.
Hand me two mics.
Hand you two mics.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming from Nashville. That was very, very nice of you to do that. And it's great to see you. I haven't seen you for years.
Well, Jack, it's great to be here. When Noel called me from Chicago and said, Jack's 35th anniversary of being on the air, I said, this is impossible. This can't be. It has not been that long. So I started making some calls. Alan Reed,
the nicest guy on radio,
answered the phone. That's right. The boy next door. And we started communicating. He said, I'll call JJ, and here we are. It's great to be here.
It's a thrill to have you here. Now, tell us what you're doing these days.
I am part of a radio station in Nashville, a sports talk station, 560, Sports Talk Radio 560.
Are you the tube or the antenna? Which
I'm both. It's so little that I'm both, actually. Yes. And I'm a professional photographer. I took up photography some years ago, and it just took off, by accident.
Do you still collect antique radios?
I do.
You still have your Atwater Kent. Do you have an Atwater Kent?
I have an Atwater Kent.
Yeah.
Now, some of those great big ones that I had, I've given away along the way. They were a little cumbersome, but yes, to answer your question.
Well,
yeah,
Paul and I worked together on WBLG.
That's right.
1300 for a short time.
1975.
And then we both migrated over to VLK.
That's
and
right.
You started Hughes Media. And
biggest mistake JJ ever made.
That's right. I was going to say, hired both of us. So what does that say about it? But it's so good to have you here, Paul, and it's great
Thank
to see you.
Jack.
Mark Romanelli, another alumnus from WVLK. Mark, good morning. Thank you for coming today.
Good morning, Jack. Thank you for having this wonderful celebration. We're really having a great time. It's like old home week, seeing everybody that we used to work with, and like Alan was saying earlier, we sure would miss the old days and would love to work together again.
And what are you doing today, Mark?
I am visiting you and pretty much retired.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
I don't think I'm going to ever be able to do that. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for coming. We had a bunch of us that got together for lunch not too long ago, and we posed for a picture out front, and we realized after the picture was taken, we all look just about exactly the same.
except for Mark Anthony, and
yeah,
he's
we were ready to eject him out of the fraternity.
So I said right away, Anthony's not invited to any more of our get together. Man, how you doing?
The secret is just for Gray. Or just for men. Just for men.
Still buying that stuff in the spray can?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for coming this morning. What are you up into these days?
I have been in the equine industry since 1986.
And what do you do?
Organization called U.S. Rider. We're a nationwide roadside assistance program for people who travel with horses.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I appreciate you coming. And I see another sponsor over here, J.L. Lynn. For all these guys, Jack, if you wouldn't mind letting JL sit there for a second, from Lynn Imaging, I started thinking about sponsors. JL, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you.
Congratulations.
When I think of how many great sponsors I have, and over the years, you guys always are at the top, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your support.
We're looking forward to the next 35 years you're on the air.
Yeah, right. I'll be 103 and be wetting myself, but I'm doing that now, so... you guys are the official, you tell me, for the World Equestrian Games.
The signage and graphic sponsor for the World Equestrian Games.
Tell us what kind of signage and graphics we're going to see out there. Big.
Big. Big and just gorgeous. The All-Tech Pavilion is going to be unbelievable. Spotlight Lexington is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a great event.
I've seen you guys grow over the years and kind of change in direction and do new things and do away with some things. And you've been so smart, frankly, to just kind of keep reinventing yourself. And I think that's part of your success.
Well, we know that I'm not the smart one, but I hire smart people around me.
Well, I don't know if I'd agree with that. Thank you very much for coming out this morning and all your support. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, guys, who's got a favorite? Okay, Alan.
I just want to say one last thing, Jack, and in ordinary circumstances, would not speak for this group at all, but we've all talked a lot, and I want to say what an honor it was, and it really was, and how blessed we all were to be together, because we're all a product of the people that we worked with, and we were all at our best when we were together, and under the tutelage of Jim Jordan. And I'll tell you, he was a programmer's programmer. He never took you in the office and fussed at you. It was always...
That's right, it's true.
It was always, let's listen to this tape, and what if you had done it this way, or maybe added this? And, you know, you learned so much, and we all just wanted to give it our 100% for Jim, and what a great inspiration he's been. And all of you guys, it's an honor to see all of you again. And Jack, you're the best, man.
Well, thank you. Jordan raised hell with me. I don't know what your relationship was.
I can remember one night I came down after midnight because Paul was talking to some young lady on the hotline, the private line, and I got out of bed and came down to talk with him. But I'll tell you something, Jack and all these people at this table are the reason that I have no hair today.
Right.
I want to thank all of you.
Right. You and me both. We have been coming to you this morning. If you'll just grab that microphone there. I feel like I'm the choreographer this morning. Shannon Cobb is the Chief Financial Officer at the Red Mile. And Shannon, before we have to leave this morning, I want to thank you guys for hosting this morning. The Red Mile is just a gem of a place. I love this place, and I've loved it since I was a little kid.
Thank you, Jack. We're proud of a lot of the improvements that have been made over the past few years, and we really appreciate your being out here. Congratulations on 35 years, and we can make you feel young. We've actually been in business about 140 years now.
Jim Jordan was, three or four? Tell me how I know it's a difficult time. We've talked about it for weeks now, and just talked to the governor about it, and Governor Brereton Jones was here earlier. Tough time in the horse business.
Absolutely. I think it's a tough time for every segment of the horse industry now, and we are excited about a lot of the things that KEEP is doing, you know, to improve the lot. And the biggest problem we've got are all of the casinos that go in around the states around us and really cause us not to be able to compete with the horse dollars and the purses. So we're looking to make some improvements in that and excited about it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks again,
and,
Jack.
We've got the Congressman Ben Chandler, who just walked here. Ben, better late than never, buddy. How you doing? Grab that microphone right there. We have got 1 minute left, Ben, in the program. I want to thank you for coming.
I am so glad to get here, Jack. We raced through traffic to try to get here to see you, but 35 years. What a great thing. Yeah, and, And to start way back with my granddaddy in the early days of WVLK, I feel like you were here when it first began.
I tell you what, I have an interview with your granddaddy that I wouldn't take $1 million for. He was a favorite of mine, as he's been a favorite of everybody's in Kentucky, and I know you're proud of him. Ben, it's a tough time in the state, isn't it?
It is, and in the whole country and in the whole world, Jack. It's a very tough time. There are a lot of people suffering, but at least we can have a nice day today, and we can congratulate you on a tremendous 35 years and what you've done for this community, not just with the radio station, but so many other things. It's very, very nice.
Thank
and
you,
and I congratulate you and thrilled to know you and be your friend.
Thank you, Ben Chandler. I appreciate it. We're live from the Red Mile at News Talk 590 WVLK.
News Talk 590 WVLK reminds you, Walk MS raises money to fund cutting-edge research and provide programs and services to help people with MS and their families move their lives forward. Because that's what Walk MS is really about, and that's where you come in. Join us September 11th at Applebee's Park for Walk MS Lexington. For more information and to register online, visit walkmsky.com. Walk to create a world free of MS with News Talk 590 WVLK.
This is News Talk 590 WVLK Lexington.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At this hour, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is delivering one of the biggest speeches of his career. He is telling members...